This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two people were killed by Douglas County Sheriff's deputies Tuesday. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it's the first officer-involved shooting in the county this year.
Deputies noticed a car without license plates inside an RTD parking garage in Lone Tree. Deputies say the two men inside the car then shot at them when they approached. Six deputies shot back and one was injured. The names of the suspects haven't been released, but Sheriff Tony Spurlock says they had warrants and prior convictions. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The investigation into the shooting of Christian Glass by a Clear Creek County deputy is going to a grand jury. Glass was inside his car when he was killed and after he called 911 for help. Glass refused demands by police to get out of his car, saying he was too scared. Police said they feared for their safety because Glass had knives in his car. The Denver School Board will vote next month on whether to close as many as 10 schools. Denver Superintendent Alex Marrero says those schools are losing students.
We're building all over Denver, but I have to trust the experts in the statistics, and they have us declining for another 3,000 students in the next year or so.
Grand Junction has a new dance company. It's the first professional ballet company and ready to start its first season. CPR's Eden Lane.
Colorado West Performing Arts Company will perform four full-length ballets using local dancers from Absolute Dance's pre-professional school. The group is staging Cinderella before performing The Nutcracker, Peter Pan, and a collection of modern and classic pieces later in the season. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
The Colorado West Performing Arts Company performs Cinderella in Montrose this weekend. Metro area buses and trains will be free to ride Friday for National Vote Early Day. Rides will also be free on Election Day, November 8th, and ballot drop boxes are also available at some RTD stations around the metro area. Denver, the Front Range, and much of Colorado have rain and snow and chilly temperatures through the day. It should be sunny and warmer across the state on Friday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.